dark terrain, and to the witch's son, to you he will explain his photo station synthetic sink technique. He's getting warmer every word he speaks, and inundated with his hair dye streaks.
From one of the two albums they released in 2022, that's Guided by Voices with Huddled. Pulled that one off the Crystal Nuns Cathedral is the name of it. I was going to call it Cathedral Nuns Crystal because I was just reading it backwards, or was I? Just reading the words backwards is what I was doing. Chris Farron before that, the wonderful little pop gem called Does the Good Outweigh the Bad? New album's called Born Hot. Also some Camera Obscura. Went back to the Let's Get Out of This Country. And asking that perennial question, Lloyd. Well, it's actually not even a question, I guess. Lloyd Cole's song was the question. Theirs was the answer. Theirs was the perennial answer. Lloyd, I'm ready to be heartbroken. Start off the entire set with some Air Miami. Getting us all in the spirit of World Cup. With World Cup fever. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mac. Always appreciate when you tune in. Don't forget, if you like the pop gems, the pop little ditties I'm playing, you're surely going to love Breakfast for Dinner. I know, think about it. Breakfast for dinner? I mean, I've heard of brunch, that's breakfast for lunch, but breakfast for dinner? Oh yeah, it's a radio show where DJ Chris Wired serves up a feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies on the menu. Power pop, jangle pop, psychedelic. Anything that's feeding the mind and soul. It's at dinner time, Sunday nights at 6. With encore presentations in the afternoons on Thursday, I think it is. And sometimes Tuesday. Sometimes Tuesday at 4. Sometimes. In case you missed the Sunday night hoedown. Don't forget, if you have any questions, you can call me up at 412-268-WRCT. That's 412-268-9728. You are always more than welcome to drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Because Camera Obscura is ready to be heartbroken, I'm ready for some rattlesnakes. Some Lloyd Cole, why not? It's the Viva La Mac Radio Show.
Jody wears a hat, although it hasn't rained for 6 days. She says a girl needs a gun these days, hey, on account of all the rattlesnakes. She looks like human soul in On the Waterfront. She reads Simone de Beauvoir in her American circumstance. She's less than sure if the heart has come to stay in San Jose. Never born child still haunts her as she speeds down the freeway. As she tries her luck with the traffic police out of Baltimore and spy. She never finds no trouble, she tries too hard, she's obvious despite herself. She looks like he runs on the waterfront. She says all she needs is therapy. Yeah, all you need is love, is all you need. The girl needs a gun these days. Hey, I'm a cannibal rattlesnake. She looks like Imaito in On the Waterfront as she reads a wonderful one. In the American circumstance, her heart's like crazy paving, upside down and back to front. She says, ooh, it's so hard to love when love was your great disappointment.
from his Slow Life album. Will Stewart hails from Alabama. He calls his music Central Alabama music, and I'm not sure what that means because that literally sounds like it could have been a Wilco outtake at one point. In my opinion, name of the song, You're Not Fun Anymore. Yeah, might be saying that. Will's probably like, you're not fun anymore, Mr. DJ guy. He might. He might be listening to WRCT.org. You can stream us anywhere. You can pick up the stream-ins. In fact, my smart speaker at home, which is, yeah, smarter than me, I actually say, hey, smart speaker, play WRCT. And they do. So you can't say, I can't find the station. You just have to say the station into that smart speaker. Now, I'll tell you, my parents' smart speaker, I say it, and they always get the call letters wrong, and I'm listening to some station somewhere else. So not all smart speakers are equally as smart. Hey, before Will Stewart, how about some Bodines? The Bodines and Fade Away. Some Graham Parker in there by suggestion. Went back to the 2001 release, Deep Cut to Nowhere, with High Horse. I'll give a shout out to Joe for actually selecting that song. And in fact, I reached out to him because he is the biggest Graham Parker fan I know. And today's Graham's birthday. Graham's 72 years old today. So I was like, Joe, you get the honor of picking the birthday song. So Joe picked High Horse. A lot of people, yeah, I know, we know Graham Parker and The Rumor. We know all that stuff from like the 70s. But, you know, he still puts out quality music. That was put out 21 years ago. But still, to me, that's more recent than 41 years ago. Before the Graham Parker, some Lloyd Cole and the Commotions. Title track from the Rattlesnakes album. Start off that entire set. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva Lamach here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Always appreciate when you tune in, whether it's a Friday night or a Tuesday afternoon. If it's a Friday night and it's November 18th, you're catching me live in the studio. If it's a Tuesday, then you're catching a version of me previously live, recorded live. I'm not dead now. It was recorded live. So I'm still live. I'm still alive. Jeez, why do we have to go down that road? But you're listening to the songs from a previous Friday show. That's how it works. I mean, those songs didn't have a lot of twang, but I'm trying to make it segue. I want to talk about whiskey before breakfast. I know we talked about breakfast for dinner, but now think about it. Whiskey before breakfast. It's a fiddle tune, but it's also a radio show. It's not a prescription from your podiatrist. Nope, it is not. Tune in to WRCT on Wednesdays from 11 a.m. until I think 1 p.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. And then after that, at 1, Mando Richard doesn't go away. He changes his pants and puts on a new hat. And he's got a whole other show called The Black Diamond Show, which is an hour of bluegrass. So he's here from 11 until 2, actually, doing his thing. Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Black Diamond Show, Wednesdays, late morning into your afternoon. Where else? It's here, 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. And why am I telling you all this outside of, I'm talking about shows that I think you should watch. And by watch, I mean listen to. And by listen to, I mean tune into and absorb. I'm telling you because just recently there was a very, very tragic event down once again in Charlottesville, Virginia. So I was thinking to myself, I know a band from Charlottesville, old friends of the Viva Lamach radio program from 20 years back. Yeah, they're called the Hogwaller Ramblers. They put out a little album called Mea Culpa back in 1999. And on that album was this. Yeah, it's a little AC/DC cover.
She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman I've ever seen. With her sightless eyes telling me no lies. Knocking me out with American thighs. Taking more. shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me all night long.
Everything matters. underneath her dress. She's waited 40 years to use it. No one's got to guess when she says, give me 18. Hell, give me 18. Give me 18 wheels to drive me crazy. And it's not the burning steel that causes how I feel. It's the man behind that wheel that makes me crazy. And I know what I want. I know what I need. Give me 18 wheels to drive me crazy. Give me 18 wheels to drive me crazy. Well, she knows what she wants and she knows what she needs.
In the swamp, he hunted alligator for a living. He just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left, called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast to Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Traveling man. Saturday. a traveling man. I'm really gonna miss that traveling man.
Yeah, you can never escape the voice of Dolly Parton. Oh, wait, did I turn on the right microphone? You can never escape the voice, that distinctive, lovely, you just want to hug voice of Dolly Parton. Did I say too much? Did I get creepy there? No. No. I did not. Only if she wants a hug, you have to realize that. You can't just go around hugging Dolly. You say, Dolly, may I hug you? And after that, you're on your own. Just so you know. Traveling Man from Ms. Parton. Before that, Jerry Reed. A man that his friends called the Claw. With his guitar playing style with Amos Moses. Played some Moonshine Willie from 1995 with 18 Wheels and the Hog Waller Ramblers from 1999, actually, from their Mia Culpa album, doing a version of AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long. That's what I try to do. I try to shake you all night long, at least until 1. Sometimes it's just nervous shakes because I'm the intimidator. You see me on the sidewalk and you're like, wow, that guy's scary. I don't know. You really shouldn't do that. Just say hi. Or you say, excuse me, if I'm blocking your way. Speaking of wrongful fear and intimidation, you should ask yourself, what kind of friend are you anyway? Are you a work friend? You one of those friends that, like, hangs out on the weekends? Are you the chill-out, watch-TV friend? Are you that friend that shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with mental illness? Because you need to be there for them, because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with mental illness, you can go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Councils, and, of course, the entire staff here at the Viva Lamach radio program. Got a couple requests that have come in through the emails. WRCTrequest@gmail.com is how you can make that happen. You can always call me up at 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-9728. If it is a Friday night and that Friday is November 18th, I will graciously answer the phone and play some music. This one was on the charts here at WRCT for quite some time. First single from Chuck W. Chapman.
Holding hands on the porch swing, taking walks around the lake, doing all of the little things that you think that it might take to make me happy. You make me happy, and you don't need to do a thing. Just being you is all it takes, and that'll give me everything. Because that's what it means to be young and in love. That's what it means to be young and in love. That's what it means to be young. Mind on what I'm doing.
can't seem to do nothing else right. But it don't matter, no, nothing matters, except for what I'm seeing in your eyes. When people see us, they wanna be us, but they can never.
Hi, Al Harlow of Prism here. You're listening to The Mockster on WRCT 88.3 FM.
From his Now album, that is Al Harlow and Let It Go, wrapping up that set of music. I'll tell you a little bit more, a little Al Harlow story, but first let me tell you the songs I played. Before that, from You Boys Make Some Noise, or I'm sorry, You Boys Make Big Noise from 1986, Slade doing Donnie Iris's Love Is Like a Rock. And if you've listened to this radio show before and you've heard me play that song before, traditionally you also hear me tell you that that's the version I originally knew. Yeah, that's the version I knew. And then when I moved to Pittsburgh, I'm like, oh, wow, I remember that song from the 80s. And then they're like, oh, that's Donnie Iris. I'm like, really? I don't remember Donnie doing that. I remember the Slade version. Tripping Daisy before that from their fourth and final album with Kids Are Calling. And Chuck W. Chapman gave us Young and In Love from his Burn It Down release, which came out earlier this year. My name is Paul. It's about 13 and a half minutes before the top of the hour. And I think if I look at it, yeah, for those of you listening to my encore presentation, you only got about 13 and a half minutes of the show left. Sorry to say that. But it happens. You know, the Earth actually has this natural balance of life, and disrupting it is global warming. It is. It's disrupting that natural balance. But you can actually help fight global warming. If you replaced three frequently used light bulbs with an LED bulb, it's like taking millions of cars off the road. Find out how you can help by go to fightglobalwarming.com, brought to you by the Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and, of course, your friends at the Ad Council. Mentioned many, many different ways to get a hold of me, and by many, too. Here they are. There's an email address. Well, let's start with the phone number. There's a phone number, 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. Then there's an email address, wrctrequest@gmail.com is another way to get a hold of me. You can get a hold of me anytime you want with that one. Yeah, that's how that works. That's how the interwebs works when you send someone an email. If you want to show a song for a future show. George reached out to me and said, "Hey, Monster, I know it might not be the rock and roll you're playing right now, but do you think you could throw some slow dive into your mix?" And I'm like, of course. That's what Viva La Monk's all about. Freeform, fun, poppy radio. As everybody and everyone knows, it's Slow Dive by request here on Viva La Monk.
So young, young and dumb. from. You were the baddest, the biggest, the bestest burned out one. You filled a bill, you kept it fun, but there was always something coming up that you couldn't outrun. You were wrecking the wrecking the wrecking.
to be a stain.
That's the Lovely Seas wrapping up that set of music from their brand new album, Strange Mornings in the Gardens with You, Me, and the Sea. Before that, The Bird and the Bee gave us Young and Dumb and Slow Dive by Request from the self-titled album from, I think, around 2007 with Everyone Knows. Hey, for my encore listeners, the show is wrapping up right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. For the rest of you, there's more. Wrapping up that set of music doing Mountains. Mississippi Queen, because did you know today is actually International Mountain Day? International Mountain Day, not just those domestic mountains. We're talking international ones need to be celebrated today. So played some God's Acre doing that mountain cover for you in honor of that. MC5 before that, taking you back to high school. It would be, let me do the math. 29 years ago. Tomorrow that Rob Tyner of the MC5 passed away at the age of 47. Also played some Fix in there from their Ink album, asking you how much is enough. Cy Kernan, that's it. Cy Kernan celebrates 63 tomorrow. And started the entire set with some REM, went back to Life's Rich Pageant. Because it's time to begin the begin. It is. Hey, it's just a couple minutes past your 10 o'clock hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Monca. I appreciate when you tune in. You're hanging out with me. We're doing our thing. I don't know what that thing is, but we're doing it. That's how I look at it. Got a mock coming up at midnight. Tell you what that mock is within this 10 o'clock hour. That's what I'll do. Just so you know. A couple questions for you. What makes a community vibrant? How about welcoming public spaces in every neighborhood? How about clean air and clean water for all the residents? What about good jobs and strong local businesses? So what do all these things have in common? Trees. I know. You were thinking, I was going to say, no, trees. That's the answer. If you support a healthy community and a thriving economy, you are an urban forest advocate. This message is from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT. Pittsburgh, and me, the Mockster. Hey, speaking of birthday, David Gates is 81 years old today. I know! When did this happen?
Told you before, don't you hear?